Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host.
Y'all already know who this is. It's Teddy, the King of VA. You know what it do.
Teddy P, how are you today?
I is blessed and highly favored. How is you doing?
How you doing, honey? Hey, look, do you hear that? Do y'all ladies hear that in the background? Look, you know what? I'm not even going to introduce her, honey. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Please talk to him for me because I'm about to faint.
Let me go get the cloth, Jesus.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Seduction. How are you guys?
Lord, did you have to say it like that?
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. Look, I don't forget the whole script. Lord.
You want me to put on my B-boy voice for you?
No, I'm
not going to stay sexy. No, I'm going to stay sexy. They ain't ready for all that. I'm going to stay sexy with it.
They're not ready for all that yet. They're not ready.
No, we wasn't ready. How are you guys this evening?
We're doing great. How are you?
No complaints over this way. I'm doing great. I'm doing better, actually. So, everything's wonderful.
Everything's definitely wonderful. Definitely a blessing. You're doing better. Got to get you better, right?
Oh, yeah. But of course. Oh, yeah. But of course.
Oh, yeah. Of course. All right. So, let me ask you a question, Miss Seduction.
Sure.
Where did you get the name Seduction? Look, I can see why you got the name Seduction, but...
So my daggone question. This is wrong.
A good friend of mine gave me the name of Seduction. She's not only a good friend, she's also an ex of mine, but we have remained, you know, friends throughout the years and everything like that, but... She told me it was something about my eyes. I had the bedroom eyes. So she just said, you know what? Seduction. That's you. I said, oh, I love it. I'm keeping it. So it's been that way ever since.
All right. Yeah. Let me ask you another question. Did you say it like that?
I think I did a little bit more with it because at the time she was my woman, so uh-oh. I gave her a little bit more. I had to emphasize on I'm keeping it.
Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. I just thought about food when she said that. Like, I don't know.
Biscuits and gravy.
Exactly. Strange business of strawberries and stuff, you know. So, you know,
oh,
Merry Christmas
for that. Happy Hanukkah, that's all I can
say. Yes. Well, Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Let me ask you another question. Exactly where are you? Like, where are you from? Tell us a little bit about Seduction outside of Seduction. Who are you really?
Well, I'm a Philly girl, born and raised in Philadelphia. Let me see. I do a bit of choreography You know, and that's basically what I have been doing a lot of lately. I enjoy entertaining, but my passion and my first love is dance. I love teaching dance. It's just, it has always been something that was a part of me, my first love. Like, you know, when I go through depression or if I'm upset or anything like that, I'll turn on some music and it's a wrap. Like, my body is always moving. Like, once I get there to VA, you guys will see exactly what I'm talking about. You put some music on, and as long as I'm feeling it, my body going to start. Have you ever seen Weekend at Bernie's?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
The
good
movie. That's
oh,
a good movie. Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, I hear music, and it's a wrap. It's not a lot to me. You have to know me is to love me, basically. So I encourage, you know, I wouldn't be mad if you choose not to get to know me, but I encourage you to get to know me before there is a judgment, you know what I mean? So that's basically it. 29, I'm a Cancer, hey, finish out. But other than that, just me. I'm just me.
Uh-oh.
I'm
my
just
whole
me. huh?
I said I feel old.
Yeah. I'm teaching dance classes now, started today, so, and not only on this surface, I'll also be starting another dance class, be more for, you know, the sexy part, the sexy side of Sears, I like to say. When it comes to burlesque, it's like the old-fashioned, the old modern days of seduction. That's what the older people called it back in the day. It wasn't like stripping or, you know, ass shakers or anything like that. It was burlesque. It was very sexy, sensual, and seductive. So that is me all day long. I don't know no other way to be. I really don't. So that's about it.
Good answers, yes. Okay. Humble. I like humble people. That is what's up.
Yeah.
That's
me in any weather, any situation, and that's not just me saying it to be talking, but that's just
right.
Me. I don't hold grudges. I can't do it even, like, I don't have any enemies, but it's just like, that's the point. I can't hold a grudge. I don't even recognize the word enemy. I don't have any. Well, maybe people don't like me, but who cares? But as far as me,
mm-hmm.
I can't hold grudges. I don't stay mad long. Of course, everybody goes through things, but I can't hold on to it. If I love you, if I'm loving you, it doesn't matter if it's a relationship, friendship, you know, family. If I love you, I'm just open. You know, I forgive you. There you go. So even some of the people that have done the worst things to me, I forgive. You know, so. Just me, I'm very forgiving.
Uh-huh.
I think we all should just have some chicken now because that just made
I know, some chicken.
I
yes,
do
like,
some fried
you know.
Chicken, too. I went
yes.
outside today and so I just smelled it so strong in the air.
Ooh. Why are we talking about fried chicken? What y'all want? What y'all fast? What y'all want on y'all fast? You know, mashed potatoes, some corn.
No, I
fast.
Want baked macaroni and cheese. And
exactly.
Ooh,
corn.
Maybe awesome. Some corn on a cob.
Right?
Yeah,
why are we talking about food?
Yeah.
I'm about to go in the kitchen
yeah.
right now.
And for dessert, mm-hmm. I'll take a red velvet cake with some butter pecan ice cream. Thank you.
Mm.
In advance.
Mm.
You know, right? Pineapples.
Yeah. No pineapples. No pineapples today. This
no
is
pineapples.
Keep that
no.
healthy stuff
no.
over there.
I like pineapples.
Well, you get that one day to pig out. Today is the day.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. I think I'm going to have some fried
okay.
wings right
I,
now.
I got one like question for you. Look, I got one question for you. Since you're from Philly, do you like the Eagles?
I love the Eagles. I do, and
okay.
it's crazy because
okay, I'll give
I go
you that.
Back and forth. I'll go back and forth with my friends sometimes, but I do. You know, you got to rep Philly. You never forget where you came from. And
true.
I won't give up on them. Do they get on my nerve? Hell to the yeah. But I won't give up on them guys. They, you know, they try.
I know they try. I just want to ask because I like the Steelers, that's all, you know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we got
okay.
rings, I don't, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, hush up, Lord, you know.
Okay, we're not going to start this. We are not going to start this.
Not today. Look, we ain't got enough time.
Mm-mm-mm. No, no.
Not today.
Cause then I gotta get in, and then y'all, you know, y'all start talking about my team, you know.
Your so team sucks even... anyway. We is not talking about the Redskins. Dang. Okay. It's
look, don't be talking about the Redskins like that now. Come on now. Come on. Leave us alone. Now, all right?
Oh.
Come on. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Brad. We're gonna talk about something else, cause I'm gonna get mad in a minute.
So... I love you, bro. But your team's up.
Look, man. Just because y'all run around the field looking like some cunt bumblebees, okay? Y'all are not cute.
But wait, we cut bumblebees. Okay, give us that. But we have 3 more rings than y'all do. Thank you very much.
Uh-oh. Well, at least the Eagles are sexy, and they got a sexy little mascot. You know, I can deal with them. But y'all look like a bunch of cunt bumblebees. Look like y'all just in a bumblebee marathon, honey. Just look at Bless Girl.
We sexy though. We gonna look sexy in our black and yellow, honey. Snap, snap.
Mm.
Shit.
Okay.
Black
blind everybody. Anyway, seduction.
Well, that's why I'm going to get you some fried chicken. Make it happy.
Okay, yeah, I'm good now. Back. Thanks for the fried chicken, honey.
All right.
Let me ask you another question. Seduction.
Since you're sexy, you're at it. How you working that body? I'm sorry, I just had to.
How did you have to do that? Please don't ever sing that song again. Please, just
no.
Please never sing that. I can't even look at it. I can't even listen to the song the same no more. You feel me? So no, don't sing that song.
That welcome. Must have had to be there to understand what you're talking about, huh? Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm gonna quote pray.
Introduced, honey.
I'm gonna pray.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. Yes,
everybody.
When is she coming to VA? When you coming to VA?
She cried 2014. Yes.
Oh
yes,
goodness gracious! And I'm excited. Are you excited?
Are you excited?
Heck yeah!
Oh, yeah.
I'm really ready to just open up a can like.
Man,
a lot of people have not seen me before, so it's like,
I haven't.
What is she about? What is she about? Well, what does she do? Trust me, if you pay close attention, you'll have your own description of seduction.
Lord have mercy.
All I'm gonna know is, I hope I'm not talking on that mic when she's dancing, because you know what happened when I host the last time and I was on the mic and somebody was dancing. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't think you're ready for seduction. I was the host, honey, and I wasn't ready, okay?
look, girl, all I'm going to tell my girlfriend is, something's going to happen to you after this show. That's all I'm going to say. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You guys are
amen. Pineapple.
A whole mess. Right. A whole mess. And I have a calendar coming out, guys. I have a calendar coming out.
Go ahead and load it. Tell them about it.
It's a 2014 calendar of, you know, basically seduction. It's a sexy calendar, too, and I can't wait for you guys to bear witness to some of the bare skin. But anywho, it was actually supposed to be out last week, but the photographer that I dealt with, he was very unprofessional, and the shots were horrible, so I had to redo it. But I just wanted to let everybody know that it's real. Yes, I do have a calendar coming out. Just stay tuned, and I'm going to let you know the exact date, and it will be at the end of January
2014. Yes, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get 6 of them. Put them in each room, put one in the car. I'm
going to
put one on top of the car.
Jesus, can you send me one? Just send me one, bro. You know.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Trust and believe I got you.
And I'm going to turn to July. It's going to be July at my house, all year long.
And can you just do one special pose?
My birthday is in July, so, you know, I'll be celebrating, of course, in July in a little mini celebration in VA with you guys. So whoever doesn't make it to my party, because I'm going to have a dirty 30.
Oh, yeah. July's
awesome.
Yes, when in July?
Okay.
I'm ready to talk right now. When is it? Look.
When in July? I need to know. When in July?
My birthday is on July 17th, so I'm working it in around that time. So it might not be on the exact date, but it'll be around that time. So, of course, I'll let you guys know everything.
Wow, my first day is like a couple days after that. So, yeah, that works out.
Cancer's rock, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm
y'all
a Leo.
Full of
I'm
it.
Sorry.
That's another,
no,
that's
I'm a Leo.
Be another.
Oh, you're a Leo. Oh, goodness.
I'm a Leo. Yes.
I love Leos, though, y'all. Mm. That's another topic.
Yeah, that's another topic. Let's talk about something else.
That's a whole other topic.
I know, right? Y'all going to get me in
like,
trouble?
Look, I have to agree about that, too, those Leos.
Hey, Leo, the lion, let me hear
really?
You roar, baby.
Look here. Mm-hmm. Don't underestimate us.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
You're right, you're crazy. Thank you so much.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
Y'all gonna get me in trouble.
We on the same level,
no.
Girl. I know what you're talking about. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Everybody, happy birthday.
So let me ask you another question, Seduction. What separates you from all the other, not dancers in general, but the film dancers? What separates you from the other film dancers?
Seduction. That's the best way that I can give it to you, seduction. I'm not going to say that the other film entertainers, you know, doesn't incorporate seduction in who they are, but from what I've seen, and I love you guys, I mean, every woman has their own, their own person, they're their own woman, they have their own technique, they're, you know, they're them, but me as an individual, I see more of a seductress in myself than I've seen in the other, you know, female femme entertainers, I'll say. Yeah. Yeah. So
I have no combat. Okay.
Seduction is me. I don't know no other way to be. Well, actually, I do, but that's another topic for another day.
Jesus.
But yeah, seduction is me. It's in my movement. It's in the way that I speak. It's on my brain. It's in me when I wake up in the morning. It's just a part of me. So it's hard not to have that. It's hard not to show it. It's hard not to give it.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Teddy, did you have anything else to say to seduction?
Not at the moment. I'm just over here in awe.
I know, right? Just like shit, chicken.
Chicken lasagna. I know, right? Some shrimp and grits would be nice.
Chicken, fish, and grits. Hey, but that's what I say when it's like a situation. It's like if I'm talking to somebody, they say something, I'd be like, chocolate, chicken, fish, and grits.
Chocolate?
And
okay.
Funny.
I'm about to say, is you pregnant?
No, not yet. But that's certainly a part of my life that I am looking forward to, you know, coming up on maybe next year.
Oh, new baby
smell.
I'm hitting
30. I don't, you know, I'm hitting 30. But I would love to be a mother, and I look forward to that day. So,
gonna
happen. You're gonna be an awesome mother.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody calls me Mother Hubbard. I'm like such a protector. I can't help it. Just in me.
The baby gonna come dancing out too. Watch.
Doing MCM.
I can't wait to see the ultrasound.
Right?
I can't wait to see the ultrasound.
I'm like, dang, I didn't know my baby could move like that. What?
It's going to be a disco light in my belly.
Yeah, it's going to be a party in your belly for 9 months straight. Then he or she going to get mad. Like, oh, man, I got to leave the party. Dang, that's messed up. No warning, no nothing.
Yeah. But guess what, guys?
What?
I'm actually going to be closer to you guys soon.
Like moving here?
Not to VA, but I'll be in Maryland very soon. I'm relocating to Maryland.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Maryland's a nice state. Yeah, that's very close. My baby's in Maryland. Yeah.
It's something about when I'm in Maryland. It's very peaceful. Like, I find a lot of peace there. Like, I used to go to just get away for the weekend and never wanted to come back to Philly. Never wanted to come back to Philly. But born and raised, this is my home, so I'm here, but not for long. I'm on an adventure, and I'm looking forward to the outcome of God's plan for me, you know. Like, the whole year of 2013 was a trying time, and it was a big test. And from what I see, I passed with flying colors, you know. My God never gives up on me, and I'm so thankful for him, and I give him the utmost thanks and praise every day. Every day.
He put you through a test so you can have a testimony, like right now. That's all he
did. There you go.
Shoot, he did it for everybody. He did it for me. So I'm like, hey, I went through hell and high water, but hey, I've overcome it.
There you go. There you go. It's up to you if you learn from it. You either take it, take heed to it, and, you know, learn from it, or you're just going to keep on going. Do this same thing, allowing the same ish come back and forth in and out your life like a revolving door, and it's not healthy. It's really not healthy. So, you know, that's about it.
Hear that. So who inspires you? Who is one of your favorite dancers? I always wanted to know that one.
My goodness. Okay, pause. Stop what you're doing. I love this woman. DC's own bad girl, Miss Uzi.
Oh, my God. Yes, Merry Christmas.
I love me some Uzi. I love her. I'm actually doing a show with her on the 25th of this month. It's an old-school cabaret in Philly. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. Shout out to you, Miss Uzi. Love you, girl. Yep.
Production.
She's my all-time favorite.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be one hell of a night.
I believe it. I'm going to have to travel.
You okay over there, bro?
What?
It's the 25th. You all right over there, bro? You sweating. I can tell you sweating.
I am sweating a little bit. You know?
Think about some food. Shit, some lasagna or something.
I don't talk about chicken. I don't dry it up. Lord, you don't piss me off.
Oh, Jesus.
I've been doing these YouTube videos, and what I do have, and I do realize that I have not been putting up a lot of videos of seduction, and there's a reason for that. Seduction was basically under construction. I had to do some self-inventory of her person, you know what I mean? I've been introduced to a lot of things as far as this entertainment life, and I had to actually get to what was meant for me and get to the place where I was comfortable. So I'm now in that place. So I just, you know, again, encourage you guys to stay tuned and just, you know, bear with me just a little bit. I'm reinventing myself. It needed to be done. I'm reinventing myself. But trust and believe you're going to love what you're going to receive. So
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Habari Ghani.
Yes.
What?
No, what?
Kwanzaa. That was Kwanzaa.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You heard me. I'm like, excuse me.
I'm like, what? Yeah. Say that again.
I'm
going
to say, what, Cora? What you say, Cora?
You guys are a mess, a whole mess.
We got real quiet then. Like, what, excuse me?
I'm about to say, hold on, let me look that up on Google right quick. Let me look at some
pineapples and grapes and strawberries and some whipped cream and chocolate. And a little bit of candle wax.
Okay.
I'm going to write that down and use that. Girlfriend ain't going to be ready. She not going to be ready, bro.
I'm ready to pass out. I can't take this type of conversation. I'm too young for it.
I'm going to go smoke me a cigarette after this is over with.
No.
Parental advisory.
Oh, yeah.
Call my girlfriend and tell her, like, girl, if you were here right now, child.
Well, this is what we're going to do, everybody. This is what we're going to do, everybody, because I know you all want to do this, and I know Seduction would love to do this. I'm going to need everybody that's on the line right now. You heard me? Right now, to press the number one. If you're on the line, press the number one right now. If you would like to, talk to Seduction, shout her out, ask her anything, you know, you heard her. She's humble. She like to talk. She like to meet new people. So, y'all press number one. Let's get this thing started. And let's go to the call lines. Y'all listening to me now? Oh, some of y'all listening online. 646-716-6977. Make sure when you do call in, you press the number one again. 646-716-6977. And make sure you bring some chicken to the collection plate because, yeah, you need some chicken.
I know, right?
So.
And some biscuits.
And some biscuits and jelly.
Yes.
Thank you.
And some red Kool-Aid. They can't come without a Kool-Aid. You know? Yeah. Get some Amsterdam. Bring a drink to the, to the table. You know, we need a little drink, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think they like hearing my voice, though.
I know. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I like
let me know,
my baby. Voice.
Look, mm-hmm. Stop talking like that, girl. Stop talking like that.
Stop that. I think I make some people nervous. I think
yep.
I do, but you don't have to be.
Oh, no. You got a couple on ready. Look, they're trained to go. You ready? Let's go to the first one. Mm-hmm. Remember, ladies, press the number one. Talk to Seduction. Area code 609-736. Let's go.
I was about to say, don't say my whole number now.
Uh-oh.
She's a little
spicy.
I
don't know
who
it
is.
Say my whole number.
Oh.
I got a thigh on fry. You already know you guys. So I don't even need to know who it is. Yes, you can. I got two of them.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
How are you, my love?
I'm doing okay. And how are you, Casey? And who else on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Teddy?
How are you?
Hey, Teddy P. All right now. Turn them off. Now, I'm just going to get straight, you know, to what the topic is.
Ooh.
So you can go ahead and, you know, ask the question again, Steve. And, you know, I'll try to follow up. Talking to you, Kay. Family feud. Let's go.
What?
See, we were talking about chocolate and strawberries and chicken, you know, buffets
and whipped cream.
Stuff like that.
Biscuits with some jelly.
Macaroni and cheese.
I got a biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. I'm too young for this conversation, Jesus.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm too
jelly,
young for that, too,
honey,
man.
With butter.
Put a little margarine. Just a little margarine on it. You know, not no butter.
Not
margarine.
Butter, margarine.
Margarine, spray it.
Spray it.
You know, I'm down for the fish grease. You feel me? You know.
Cut your crock in the soups.
Can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, I was about to say that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Lord Jesus. Yes,
I'm young. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
too
young for this conversation, man. I'm trying to tell you. When that honey, listen, when that honey or that syrup miss your lip, what do you use?
When the honey or the what? Say it again.
Or the syrup misses your
when
lip.
When it ain't no more honey?
Use?
When it miss your lip?
Yeah.
You got to use your goddamn tongue. Shit, that's what I would use if it missed my lip. It might be on my chin. Get on down in there. Slurp along up. There ain't no napkin.
Oh,
and it sure enough ain't going to be my fingers. Shit. If it missed my lip, it's under it, and it might be on the side or on the corner. Slurping that shit on up. You know what? Stop, because you get me started. You get me started.
Okay.
Calm down. Calm down.
Oosa.
She pride 2014. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready already. Let's get it, because I already
You forgot about what the question is. Come on with the question, Kay. Go ahead. What's the topic for tonight? I'm ready.
Do you like chicken?
No sex in relationships.
See, we couldn't even get into that conversation tonight. We can't. Okay, look, we don't really have enough time for the topic.
No time. We got time on the line.
Oh, no. We don't got time, baby.
Callers going to be mad. Callers going
to
be mad.
We got to make sure everybody talk to see, you know what? Stop being so fighting. What we talked about?
They
got to
call 555-999-2458. See, and I had a whole mouthful. A whole mouthful off this topic. A whole mouthful.
All right, go ahead. How do you feel? We gonna let her talk.
Nah, bump it now.
Go ahead.
Some of my people want to talk to seduction. Y'all had a topic, not people want to talk to seduction.
They do
want to
talk.
Show.
To, you see that seduction? You should give her a spanking, man. Talk to her.
Oh, she already know one coming. And I don't. But you're a spanker. That's the good thing. I don't even have to say it.
Mm. Can you tell me what you want me to
do? Is that all? That's all she gotta do to make you
feel
it. Lord, get the camera.
I can't. I think after this, I'm gonna play
like
my
she
song.
She done got quiet. Huh? You got like that. Just got her quiet. Like, got you fine.
I don't. Oh, see, I almost gave it away. I can't even say that.
Oh, you about to give it away?
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm not going to say it then. I'm
don't
give
these
stars
on fire away. It's two of them, too. Two pieces of this.
Yes, just enough. I like to eat till I'm full.
You got a big appetite. And dessert.
I want some grits. I want some cheese, eggs, and bacon.
I got all that.
I'm about to go in my kitchen and start cooking.
That's
all
right.
Would it be wrong for me to text my girlfriend and ask her to cook me some food?
Please don't ask your girlfriend nothing. Let them talk.
I'm gonna let them talk. They were talking about food, though. Shit.
Look, keep it between the lines. Be quiet now, Teddy. Lord.
Might not be
okay,
no
y'all
go
talk about
food.
It was food, though, man.
They were talking about food, all right.
I know what they were talking about. Shut your mouth. I ain't that young. I'm just saying. I ain't that young.
I am so mad.
Come on,
let's
butter that biscuit.
You want to butter the biscuit? What you gonna butter the biscuit with?
Oh my goodness!
You can't use your hands. You can't use your hands to butter these.
I don't plan to.
Careful.
Where does food go?
Where your shoes go?
I said, where does food go?
Where the food go?
Not
in my mouth.
Where is my life?
But that's the first place, though. That's the first
No, it ain't.
Enlighten me, honey. I need to know.
It don't go in your mouth first. All fine now.
That's my bad. It go on a plate.
Slap it up. No hands, no napkin.
Look, Mom, no hands.
Yes, oh my gosh. That's the first song that came to my mind. Look, Ma, no hands. Do what I just said.
Oh my God, I can't with y'all. Okay, they are so
mad.
It's probably like, how many other people on the line? They so mad. They like, man, y'all mad? I can't hear y'all, but y'all mad. Y'all probably like, hell yeah, man, shit, fuck.
Yeah. They probably enjoying this. I mean, they real about their game. They enjoying this conversation. I don't know.
Who was that?
Talking about
y'all
need
to know.
You got that one over there tapping. Shall we get to meet?
But they talking about food, so y'all need to hold on. Shoot.
Can you make a good cake?
You don't gotta bake this cake, baby.
Oh, whoa.
You don't gotta bake this. A lot of batter that need to be stirring, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit. Well, where's the spoon? Oh.
Extra flour. Extra flour. Don't need no yeast now.
Oh,
Rise. Sally
the
Rise.
The whole bowl without the spoon.
Mm.
Without the spoon.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
This is the best show
ever.
Put
in head utensils with the spoon.
I know, right?
We need a part two to this, Lord.
Mm. Mm. Just let me sit at 275. Slow cook.
What you doing over there, KT?
Man, I'm over here rubbing my nipple. I ain't even gonna lie.
Oh,
I'm over here
rubbing
like,
your
nipple. Please, stop.
Rubbing your nipple.
I'm over here trying not to jump on this daggone Newport right now. That's what I'm trying not to do.
Man, I'm like, shit, man. I don't know what they talk about, but shit.
They was talking about food and slow baking on 275. Man,
I'm
was listening.
Y'all all the same, man. This is the best show.
You got to pay attention.
You over there thinking they talk about a buffet platter. And they over there talking about.
I know what the hell they talking about. I ain't that dag on
you. You hungry as hell, Teddy. Shit.
Look, I'm going to keep it there. I'm hungry. Yep, I'm hungry.
You ain't hungry, you hungry.
I'm hungry. My country ass said, I'm hungry.
Belly on a plate, nigga. You better goddamn make your own plate, honey.
Got thighs over here. Got a little bit of wangs over here.
You do not get away with that golden corral. Just no need to know that.
You got you an 8-piece, huh?
Ponderosa.
Oh, Lord.
I love the Ponderosa. Yeah, damn.
Shit.
We had to compare to that. Them damn meatballs, bitch. Oh.
Plump and juicy. Plump and juicy. Plump and juicy.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Plump and juicy.
Now go be able to look at certain foods the same again.
Take a little bite. Something might squirt out. You never know.
Y'all off the
chain. Remind me of them gushers. Remember the candy gushers?
Shots fired.
Up. What? Gushers? You know what? It's time to go.
Yeah, it's like this chewy candy, but as soon as you bite into it, like the juice is squirting your mouth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Snap, crackle, pop.
Pineapple.
Just one.
Killing. Shit. I don't know what to say. Damn.
Just like a bag of Lay's.
You can't eat just one.
Say
it again.
As long as it ain't them chicken and waffle ones, Lord, shit, them shits are terrible. Please don't let it be them ones.
I love waffles. Waffles are good.
Did you taste those though?
No.
No. See.
No.
You just ruined the mood with some chicken and waffle chips. This just ruined the mood. Damn.
Hush up.
Coochie lays.
Coochie lays. Yeah, you know,
brought that.
You know, brought the mood
back. One more time.
There it is.
This back. It's some coochie lays. Coochie lays.
Coochie. But yes, Miss 609. We want to thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio.
Yes, please, because I just got lost.
Lost in the South.
Sweet baby Ray.
Oh, they about to start again. What did I tell you? We need a part two of this. I ain't lying.
It's going to be a part two. Yep, you know it.
Man,
definitely.
Look, I'm ready to tell them. I'm like, look, can you give us 10 more minutes, please? I ain't lying. 10 more minutes.
All I need 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Now she's singing. Mm-hmm. Though. We need two more episodes of this. We need more.
But y'all going to go ahead.
Oh, God.
You know,
I can do it with y'all
too. Oh, yeah. We be back to 2 hours in February. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely have to bring Miss Seduction back so we can talk to her a little bit longer.
I won't interrupt next time.
Oh, yes,
please
you
do. Please do.
Talk about food. Your thighs on fry, though, baby.
God damn it.
See, God damn it. See, there it is.
You know what, pineapple, gushers. I don't know what the dish is, man.
Let me see if I can find the other digits to that area code, and then I'm going to call you, and we're going to have this conversation again.
You should have it. You should have it, boo boo. You better have it. All right.
I do.
Save it.
All right, Miss 609. Thanks for tuning in.
Get me started. All right, now.
All right, baby.
Pray.
Hey,
Miss Seduction, what I need you to do right now is tell everybody.
Yes.
First of all, give me your booking information, because we need to get you all over to America. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and tell them how to get in contact with you. How to book you.
Well, everybody, for bookings, you can contact me at Philly's Own Seduction 717@gmail.com. Again, that's Philly's Own Seduction. @gmail.com and check me out on YouTube under Who's Seduction. That's WHOSE space Seduction. And if you do not have my Facebook and Instagram, that's Seduction Philly's Own on Instagram and Facebook. It's Seduction space with a twist, all one word.
All right. Did you give your Instagram yet?
Yes, she did.
Seduction Philly's
Own. Okay, y'all know I'm crazy, so I had to make sure.
You still thinking about that food, that conversation?
I know, right, man. My mind is going crazy.
It's gone.
Teddy, first of all, Seduction, we want to thank you so much for coming in, giving us a good show. We definitely want to bring you back. I don't know if nobody else knows this woman right here. She puts in work. I've seen her myself. I'm here to tell you, I need to bring her to your city. If you don't, I'm going to get my belt and my Crisco, and I'm going to slide you and smack you.
At least she getting a good
drink. There she go.
Try me if you dare. Play a job on risk, trust and believe you will not be disappointed.
No, you would not. Look.
Calm down, bro. Calm down. Who's that?
Look, I'm just keeping it real, look. Right?
I know.
Hush up, you be quiet. Look. Teddy, go ahead and give me information. Tell everybody how you get in contact with you.
Y'all can hit me up on Facebook, The King of VA, that Facebook and all that good shit. On Instagram, I'm TeddyBear_TheKingOfVA.
All right, you got your Facebook, your Instagram, Twitter. You got all that straight. Everybody got, you know what I'm saying?
I don't got Twitter.
Well, you need to get to the ASAP. get the Crisco and the belt.
Look here. Don't nobody need to know about all that. Shut your mouth. I done told you about that shit.
You know what? I'm going to hump you. I'm going to hump you later on tonight. For this love.
I told you. I got a headache.
You're going to be my little headache. Man.
I got a headache, goddammit.
You crazy, man. But y'all ladies know, KC, everything is at J-U-S-Z, KC. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of it. Definitely I want to thank Seduction for coming on, Teddy for coming on. I love y'all so much, man. See you, Seduction. She Pride.
See you later, hon.
She Pride's going to be awesome. Y'all better get them tickets, man.
Yes, it is.
Get them damn tickets.
Yes, it is.
All right. Everybody have a good night.
All right, guys.
We're going
to
bring you back.
Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, definitely. I enjoyed you guys, and thank you guys for having me, and I look forward to our next session.
Talking about some more food.
And
we're going to talk about a whole lot. We're going to talk about more than food.
Okay.
We're going to talk about more than food, baby.
Jesus.
All
right.
It's going to be all right.
Y'all off the chain up in here. Dang, like, I do not want to press this button, Lord. But,
you got to, man. You got
I know,
to.
Man. You know I don't want to push it.
I know, right?